All right, we're going to take on item number 8, which is Elk River. Opening statement, this is the time and place for a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board North Coast Region to consider adoption of a resolution number R1-2012-0079 supporting a request for cleanup and abatement account funding for the Elk River Recovery Assessment. This item has been properly noticed. Will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath? Do you swear and affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter? Fantastic. Adona, it's nice to see you. You're first.
All right. Good day, Chairman Noren. Excuse me. Off to a great start here.
Okay.
Gentlemen of the board today. As you said, this is item 8. And my name is Adona White. I'm an engineer with the Basin Planning Unit of your staff, and I'm working on the Elk River Sediment TMDL. This board has long been told of the beneficial use and flooding impacts associated with in-stream deposits in the middle reach of Elk River. The Elk River Recovery Assessment is necessary to determine what can be done to recover those beneficial uses of water and abate nuisance flooding conditions in that reach. There is broad support for this from Elk River affected residents, large upstream landowners, agency staff, including the need for the recovery assessment, the approach, and the project team. This resolution is an opportunity for this board to support the recovery assessment as part of an overall strategy in Elk River. And the resolution will also be part of a formal funding request to the State Water Board's cleanup and abatement account. The total cost associated with the recovery assessment is $583,000. Of which we're requesting $401,000 from the cleanup and abatement account, with the remaining balance being covered by cost shares. With respect to the need for a restoration strategy, like many North Coast watersheds, Elk River has a long history of timber harvesting and the associated impacts. During the Maxam era of logging in Elk River, there were massive sediment discharges of fine sediment waste, which deposited in the middle reach of Elk River, destroying domestic and agricultural water supplies, salmonid habitat, and reducing the conveyance capacity. There was a coincident increase in flood frequency and magnitude, and the flooding not only constitutes a nuisance condition under Port of Cologne, but also poses a real health and safety risk to the residents whose homes and lives are impacted by the floodwaters. In 2004, this board received a petition from 64 Elk River residents asking for cleanup of in-stream deposits by dredging. And at that time, the board denied the petition, citing the need for a viable lead entity and a scientifically based feasibility study. While the TMDL and waste discharge requirements are excellent tools for source control and coverage for new activities, there remains an enormous water quality problem associated with the in-stream deposits. Restoration actions are likely necessary, and the restoration strategy needs to be scientifically defensible. And the way to determine which actions should occur where is via the recovery assessment. As described in 2004, when the board denied the petition to dredge, we needed a viable lead and a feasibility study. And at the time, there were stumbling blocks. But now, here we are. The recovery assessment approach is the feasibility study, and the viable lead is Caltrout. And this resolution is an opportunity for the board to support the approach and help to identify a remedy for Elk River. Additionally, and outside of the scope of the recovery assessment, there are some efforts underway to identify pilot projects opportunities to try different approaches to remove sediment from the system, and these opportunities could inform the recovery assessment. So what do we how do we propose to evaluate the system? By building a digital topographic surface of the lower watershed based on our 2005 LIDAR data that the Regional Board commissioned, and surveys of the stream longitudinal profile and cross sections, by measuring grain size distributions, water surface elevations, and suspended sediment concentrations, and then using that information about existing conditions, run the models. We build the models, run the water and sediment through, and evaluate the system trajectory under different scenarios, including existing conditions. If nothing happens, what would how would the system progress over time? Under reduced sediment loads consistent with the TMDL load reductions that you'll be hearing about in the coming months. And then a third scenario of reduced sediment loads and recovery actions, perhaps sediment removal or floodwater catchment. And the result of the assessment will be a scientifically defensible, peer-reviewed restoration plan to that can achieve recovery of beneficial uses and abate nuisance flooding conditions in the Middle Reach. And then that restoration plan would provide the foundation for design, permitting, and funding. To adequately assess recovery, we've got to evaluate the system from the top of the depositional reach, which is right around in here and here, we believe. But we've got to make sure we capture it. So from the top of the depositional reach on down to Humboldt Bay. And this reach scale approach will ensure that any hydraulic influences are evaluated and properly identified in the system, and the consequences of any proposed actions could be evaluated upstream and downstream of those actions. The project team and partners are a result of several years of effort. The primary project team is an offshoot of the Technical Advisory Committee that formed in 2006 around the Elk River and Freshwater Creek Monitoring Summit that you heard about at the time. And the Technical Advisory Committee, the TAC, was asked to evaluate available sediment data and develop a work plan for a feasibility study for restoration actions. And that led to the recovery assessment approach. And in 2009, TAC members from Northern Hydrology and Engineering and Stillwater Sciences worked with Regional Water Board staff and Redwood Community Action Agency to develop a funding request to Fish and Game, which ultimately was not selected for funding, but it really pulled the assessment approach together. And in early 2012, they conducted pilot modeling to apply the proposed tools to the Elk River watershed in a short reach, and demonstrated the applicability of the proposed models to Elk River, and demonstrated really good predictive ability of those tools based on the data we have. They presented those results at the Restoration Summit this spring. And at that time, also Caltrout stepped forward with institutional capacity and a desire to work with the project team and take the lead on the recovery assessment and subsequent restoration actions in Elk River. And they really bring a wealth of fisheries expertise to the team as well. So we've been building support for this approach, including in-kind services and cost shares from project partners, and I'm very confident in this team at this time, and we're building a good cooperative and collaborative effort, and basically we need to get some funding to get this off the ground. So why the cleanup and abatement account? Since 2009, as I said, we've tried to fund this assessment via state and federal grants. And unfortunately, we're not ready for implementation funding and the dollar amount associated with the project exceeds typical dollar amounts associated with planning and assessment grants. And essentially, we've exhausted our other funding options. And the Regional Water Board can apply to the cleanup and abatement account to respond to a water quality problem posing a public health threat. And the altered morphology associated with the in-stream deposits are largely from pre-HRC discharges. And the cleanup and abatement account has several program preferences, including cleanup of legacy pollutants where the sources are mitigated. Cleanup of non-point source legacy pollutants where the sources are mitigated. Where there's a health and safety threat, and where there's a nonprofit to conduct habitat restoration, education, and outreach. And I think we fit very well into those preferences. Additionally, in 2008, when HRC assumed Pacific Lumber Company following Pacific Lumber Company's bankruptcy, HRC paid $330,000 into the cleanup and abatement account fund as a result of civil liability penalties accrued by Pacific Lumber Company. And that was at the time we were pursuing fish and game funding, and we attempted to divert some of those penalties toward a supplemental environmental project as cost shares in that fish and game grant to get this assessment off the ground. The timing didn't quite work out, and so we're still trying to get some funding to get this off the ground. So with that background, that ends my presentation, and the staff recommendation is to adopt this resolution as proposed, supporting a funding request to the cleanup and abatement account for $401,437. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Adona. It looks to me like this assessment is long in coming, right? I mean, it's been around, but it seems like this is also very timely, because isn't it right that the technical TMDL goes out for peer review very soon, which makes us happy, and it validates a lot of things, and it seems like the alignment here is right.
Yes, I think that the timing is right, certainly with the relevant parties coming together in support of this, and it's part of a strategy to get to recovery in Elk River, and without addressing the in-stream deposits, the TMDL would be incomplete. And so, yeah, I think the time is right. Thank you.
Comments good. Mr. Corbett.
Yes, I want to make sure the 60,000-foot level, I really support the proposal. You know, we had silvicultural activities, you had roads, and then the third leg has to be restoration, this particular watershed. My biggest concern is on page 2, your chart, and I want to preface I do want a peer-reviewed and I do want a scientifically defensible model, but in the last bullet point, restoration actions need to be scientifically based, agree with that, have a high likelihood of success and avoid unintended consequences. I'm not sure that's amenable burden of proof, in both the Porticlone Act and Federal Water Quality Control Act. Rejected that approach for watersheds and took a little bit more. If you have something that you think is the solution, implement it and measure the success rather than making that the entry level. And basically, the failure to meet that kind of burden of proof is why San Francisco Bay was exempted from the 1974 Bays and Estuaries Policy. Problems in Chesapeake Bay, Honolulu. It's these watershed approaches probably can't reach that level of scientific certainty. And I do think it's time for us to get peer-reviewed, scientifically-based restoration approach. But I wouldn't go too much further than that on setting pre-standards, because I'm not sure it's meetable.
Thank you for that caution.
Any other comments? Mr. Massey.
Thank you. Adona and all concerned, as I think many of you know, Mr. Corbett and I lived through the Palco days, lived through much of this, and this, I think, is the first time that we're actually going to try and help solve a problem. Hallelujah. It's taken a while to get here, but I would encourage all to work for this. And I'm going to, for once, I'm going to get to charge Ms. Wrigley instead of her charging me. You need to meet Mr. Moore. Okay, Mr. Moore's on the state board. He needs to take a message for us because this is a huge step in terms of coming up with some differences rather than studying and rather than doing. This is actually taking a step forward. So I commend all of you and thank you very much for bringing this to us.
Mr. Hepp.
And just to build on what Mr. Massey said, I would I don't live in the Elk River watershed, but I literally can throw a rock into it. So being that close, I would like to make myself available if Mr. Moore would like to come up and take a look. Thanks.
I think you might need a permit to throw that rock, don't you?
Part of the restoration plan to be putting a high...
We right. do need coarse sediment.
Oh, coarse sediment's needed. Oh, you might not need a permit. Okay. I've got a couple speaker cards, Adona, and so I'm gonna ask you to relinquish the mic for a minute, and we'll have you right back. So the first speaker card I have is Darren Maru, and I actually pronounced your last name right this time. It took me twice, but I got it.
Thanks, Chairman Norman.
Yes. Good morning again, Mr. Chairman Doran and
Thank you, sir.
Members of the board. My name is Darren Maru. I'm the North Coast Area Manager for California Trout. I'm here today primarily to talk about the Elk River and my participation in this project. As Adona described, since joining Caltrout, I've gotten involved in the Elk River and its issues, and I'm putting my services forward as a lead entity to help move this recovery assessment forward. I have the backing of my executive director and the board of Caltrout, and I've actually built this project into my annual work plan. So I'm fully dedicated to this project, and I came here today primarily so that you could hear that from me personally and directly so that you'll know my commitment to this project. I wanted to make a couple comments. You may be aware, but the Elk River is listed under the National Marine Fisheries Service's Federal Coho Recovery Plan as a core population for recovery of coho salmon on the North Coast. And this entails the highest level of recovery that's required in order to achieve delisting of coho salmon. And so this is a really good high status for coho salmon. You're fully familiar with the history of the watershed. And I think that in order to promote recovery and ultimately achieve delisting, we're going to need projects like this, not only in this watershed, but as an example of collaborative work with timber landowners, agricultural interests, nonprofits, and state and federal agencies as well to achieve this kind of recovery. It's a complicated process, but I think if we can demonstrate success here, it'll have a lot of importance for other places as well. Let me check my notes here. So I think just to emphasize that my role in this process is to help this process move forward collaboratively. I think that we're trying to turn the corner, as Mr. Massey mentioned, from the past divisive timber war era and trying to establish some working relationships among the parties so that we can achieve success moving forward. I understand also that there was a meeting between the state or regional board staff and the state water board to make the request for the funding that is needed for this recovery assessment. And I understand that in this initial meeting, it wasn't received quite well yet, but we hope to keep pushing on that. And I think that trying to enlist the support of the regional board members to help facilitate that would be very important, and I think that Mr. Hale's offer to have some of the state water board members come up and tour this area would be critically important. You know, my impressions after being out there on the Elk River were changed tremendously when I saw the watershed and the stream channel condition, and this leaves a long and lasting impression on folks. I also want to make clear that if I can be of service in taking this project to the state board, and I'm kind of speaking to the gentleman that's the liaison behind me, I'd be willing to do that as well. Whatever it takes that I can help out with, I'm here at your service. I think that's all I'll say today, but I just wanted to make that clear that I'm here to help move this project forward, and anything I can do, I'll be willing to do that.
Darren, thank you very much. I mean, the credibility and the participation of not only excuse me, Cal Trout, but all the partners here, I think, is critical. Again, I think my impression at this time is that this is at a critical junction with an alignment of many things. I very much appreciate you coming here today, and we're going to hold you to that. I hope you wrote that work plan and you put it in ink and maybe not in pencil, because we're going to hold you to that. We'd really like to make this happen. I think it's critically important as well.
Yeah, we're
and
ready to.
And I think it could just maybe go.
Yeah, one last thing that I've been emphasizing. Adona mentioned development after the technical assessments, the development of a recovery plan, and this is something that I've been putting forward strongly. I think that, you know, Mr. Hales is familiar with my experience in doing this sort of thing, and we've approached the Coastal Commission to help with some of the funding as well, and they're strongly interested in that component of the project as well, and it's something that I would champion very strongly. So, again, thank you very much.
I just had one comment. As much as you can, I think if you can get some of the older state board members who are acquainted with the intensity and level of controversy in this watershed and how it affected state policy for a host of agencies, and would be helpful in getting a perspective. And then there's a little bit of a huge sigh of relief when the watershed-wide waste discharge requirements were adopted. But I think it pays to remind people that some of the fundamental problems still remain and need to be addressed, and there's been an extensive exhaustion on trying cleanup and abatement, regulatory approaches, and so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, we're going to need a restoration approach if we're going to solve the problems there.
And we'll only achieve that collaboratively, I think.
Yeah. Other board member comments, questions? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have another speaker card, Ms. Chrisley Wrigley.
Good morning, Board. Good morning, Bill, David, Jeff, and John. I may be trouncing, but I think I have a first name basis with most of you. And I am very, this is the first time since 1997 that I've had the opportunity to say I'm glad to be here. And I welcome your speech, Bill. I do intend on meeting the representative. We've been ready for restoration since 1997. We have extended, at least I certainly have, the most cooperative spirit to address fundamentally what is out there in the field to cure the problem. And good logging cannot cure past bad logging. We need to address the in-stream deposits vigorously. And on that basis, you realize that it will take time to do that. And though there may have been a collective sigh of relief for many with the WDRs, there was an alarm bell for those of us that live out there and knew what it would mean. And unfortunately, it has come to be. It has only made us worse. It doesn't mean that we are still getting worse at the fastest rate that we were, but we are still getting worse. And so we need to address that aspect in the TMDL, and it is still a ways away. We need some interim relief. Logging 500 acres on the North Fork will only cause more problems. Even HRC recognizes that there is still deposition going on. They may claim it's from past logging. We think it is from present and past, but it's still deposition. We need interim relief before the TMDL can be passed and implemented. So I caution you to help find a way to facilitate that interim relief. We're willing to step forward and participate in that. We just can't get anybody else on the other side to participate with us, so we're hoping that there's a way to accomplish that. But thank you very much. I support Adona's presentation and this resolution, And if there is any way that I can help enhance it, including going to the state, I will do so. Thank you all very much. Yes, I will.
Christy, thank you. Thank you for making the drive down here today. I appreciate it very much. Any comments or questions for Christy? Thank you. You're very clear. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey.
I would like to give you a motion to accept resolution R12012-0079.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So mote it be. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you, Adonna. Okay. With that, then, we will move on to a workshop, item number